It's Natasha Renault with you on BFBS, the Forces Station. And joining me is Richard Hammond because he has a new series of Richard Hammond's Workshop on Discovery Plus. So first of all, Richard, what has been your favourite car of the series to work on?
Well, without hesitation, really. I mean, we love them all. That's why we do the job. But we restored Monty's Rolls, his staff car, which was the actual car that drove him up the beaches after D-Day and then transported him around northern France whilst he was based at the chateau planning the push into Europe. So we restored that pretty much from the ground up for the Royal Logistics Corps. So it will be that car.
I'm so glad that you chose that one because that's the episode I cannot wait to see. But what was it like getting your hands on that?
Terrifying because there is only one. I mean, it's a 1939 Rolls-Royce Wraith. So it's a big old lump. It's coach built, which means there's a big steel chassis and then there's an ash, wooden ash frame with body panels pinned to it. It had had a bit of a life, not surprisingly. The brigadier that brought it to us and asked us to do it, and we had to be approved to do it, was a bit anxious. At one point, he turned up at the workshop expecting to see the car, having had various patches of paint and bodywork repaired, only to find that Neil, who's kind of the lead mechanic, really, and the guy I set the workshop up with, had decided, nah, you can't do it bit by bit. We've got to do the lot. So we removed all of the paint, the wings, the bonnet. We had a lot of welding, a lot of fabricating, a lot of making bits to do to replace that had rusted away. So the poor brigadier stood there and was absolutely terrified when he thought, I'm going to have to go back to Whitehall and tell them this car isn't going to be ready for the Normandy, the D-Day 80 commemorative events that happened this year. The whole plan was to have the car ready to take it to that, for it to meet some of the veterans who saw it on the day. And he was genuinely terrified we weren't going to do it. And so were we. It was nerve-wracking just to approach a car like that. A car that transported Monty, Churchill, Eisenhower, people involved in actions that, you know, saved the West. And it was terrifying just to approach it and work on it.
I'm so glad that you did manage to get it all restored, especially in time for the D-Day 80 celebrations. What did the veterans make of it when they saw it?
Oh, it was incredible. I mean, meeting veterans it's a privilege and a joyful experience. And we met a lot of them. We drove it there. We transported it over on one of the ferries that were laid on to take them across the water to the beaches once again. And the car was down below and we were up there. There was a service halfway there where they stop the ship and they turn it broadside to France, between France and England, and in French waters. And they hold a service, a commemorative service there for the poor souls who never made it there. So a chaplain holds a service and the pipers played and the band played and they tossed a wreath into the sea. And there wasn't a dry eye on the ferry and the veterans were there. And every single one that I met was magnificent. And they loved seeing the car. Some of them remember seeing it with Monty in it immediately after D-Day as he moved to and fro from the chateau where he had his base. So it was incredibly moving. Really was powerful.
What did it mean to you to have been involved in these commemorations, but also to be delivering this vehicle?
Oh, it was a monumental privilege. I'm just a scruffy little urchin from Birmingham. Who, through just luck, stumbled across an amazing career I never thought I'd enjoy. And the whole reason I set the workshop up, my granddad, my mum's dad, was Birmingham-based. He worked at Jensen and he worked at Mulliners. He was a coach builder. So that's what he built, those cars. And I'd always felt for many years that, 30 years now, I've spent commenting on other people's work in and around the car industry. I'm slagging off cars and trying to be funny about them and doing what I do. And a part of me had always thought, I want to be more in the industry than on the outside commentating on it, which is another reason why I set the workshop up. And that should ultimately end up with me, and I drove it, driving Monty's staff car to the cemeteries, to various celebrations, to big civic events. My brain didn't really compute it. But it was a joyous experience, it really was. And that's the funny thing about those, if you've never been to any of the D-Day commemorative events, It wasn't what I expected, but it made sense. When you go to the towns and villages, there is a party. It's a fiesta. And at first you're thinking, well, hang on a minute. We're here to remember the poor souls who lay down their lives on those beaches to save us all. But that's why it is a party, because that's why they did it. They did it so that we could all carry on with our lives and be happy. And it would be disrespectful of their memory for us to mooch about being miserable. That said, you then go to the cemeteries, and it's a completely different atmosphere, and appropriately so. That is about solemn memorial. But around the beaches, around the towns and villages, it was joyful. We're giving thanks for what they did for us. And to do all of that from the driving seat of Monty's staff car that we'd restored, my little brummy brain, as I say, struggled to compute it, I think. Couldn't quite work it out.
I think this is the thing, isn't it? To be able to be involved in the commemorations in the way that you have, and to be able to restore this priceless car, and the honour of being able to, for you to do that. But did you run into any issues along the way? And are there any bits in the car that you're like, wow, that was a cool extra that was added to it by Monty?
Well, he didn't add anything extra to it. It was a cool car. I mean, they did use Rolls-Royce Wraiths as staff cars for high-ranking members of the military for good reason. And the reason they chose that car specifically for that job was it just gives an air of calm. It's soft power. It just says, it's okay, everybody. We're here now. We've got this. If you look at the front of it with a massive fluted grille and those huge headlamps, it looks like Whitehall coming down the street at you. So that's why they chose it. And it really did give off that. And what was incredible, I had along with me, and a big shout out to Brigadier Mike Caldicott, Royal Logistics Corps. Total legend. He's the one who brought it to us. And he stuck his neck out to let that little idiot from those car shows and his mates in rural Herefordshire restore a simply priceless car that belongs in their museum. He really did it. And there were some nerve-wracking moments. When he saw the car stripped back and in bits, when he expected to see it nearly there, he was horror-struck. It was close. We were painting it as we were putting it on the trailer to deliver it back to the Royal Logistics Corps at Worthy. So we did about 2 years work in about 2 months. So there were times when I thought, we ain't going to get this done. It was down to the wire. But it's a fabulous thing. And the spending, I think we spent best part of a week with it, driving it all the way there and taking it to be seen by lots of people with Brigadier Mike. It became a travelling companion, and I miss it. I really do. Because when you travel with a car, And the number of times you have to get out of that car, whether to fill it with fuel or go and get something you need, and then you walk back to the car, you interact with it. It becomes a travelling companion. And that Rolls was a magnificent, stately, beautiful, sometimes cheeky and difficult travelling companion. And I do miss it. You can see it if you go to Worthy Down, if you go to the RLC's museum, it is there. And it's a magnificent thing to behold and to consider what it did, the conversations that took place in it, the squaddies who'd made it through D-Day, tramping along as we pushed into Europe, who saw it waft past with Monty himself in it. It just exudes history. It's full of it.
100%. We need to be going down to Worthy Down to have a look at Monty's car. Richard, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure talking to you about your new series, and definitely looking forward to that episode.
Always a pleasure, and I hope you enjoy it. BFBS, the Forces Station.